Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome back to the DC Comics Talk, where tonight we're talking about the latest DC Comics releases, as well as anything DC TV and movie related. Also, big news on the Marvel side. Spider-Man is back. Yes, he's now in the Marvel Universe. Now, how will this affect the future of the DC movie universe? So we'll discuss that. So please call in if you're listening to us live right now at 347-857-4192. Again, that number is 347-857-4192. That's DC Comics Talk Podcast, where we discuss, again, about the latest releases from DC and also TV and movies. So join in and join on the discussion here. And let me read you off some quick titles that have been released this week. So if you're an avid DC collector or reader, please call in and tell us what you thought about these comics. Justice League United issue number 9 has been issued out. Earth 2 World End issue 19. Clarion, issue number 5. New Suicide Squad, issue 7. World's Finest, issue number 31. Great cover. It has, oh, wow, that's an amazing cover. You have to look that up. World's Finest, issue 31. Mortal Kombat X, issue number 2. Green Lantern Corp, issue number 39. Arrow, season 2.5, issue number 5. Smallville, season 11, continuity, issue number 3. Wow, that's still going. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue number 54. Constantine, issue number 22. Still rooting for Constantine to get renewed or moved over to sci-fi as the rumors are spreading. Justice League 3000, issue number 14. Injustice, Gods Among Us, year 3, issue number 9. Batman Eternal, issue number 45. The New 52, Future's End, issue number 41. Harley Quinn Valentine's Day Special, issue number 1. It's a great cover with that one. It has Batman tied upside down, like if you remember the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man scene where he kisses Mary Jane upside down. Well, they kind of mimic that same scene with Batman and Harley Quinn, and Harley Quinn is the one giving Batman the kiss. And last but not least is The Secret Six, issue number 2. And just want to warn you guys, the convergence is coming. I'm freaking out. You should too. But then again, it's just the comic. All right, let's go to our phones from area code 34. I'm sorry, from area code 469. Welcome to DC Comics Talk.
Superboy Joe from Krypton.
What's up, Superboy?
Not much. I'm really excited about those Harley Quinn titles, dude. Today, this month is Harley Quinn month.
Yeah, a lot of hearts going around. All right, we have another caller from area code 239. Welcome to DC Comics Talk. Oh, wait. It would help if I unmuted you. Here you go.
Yeah. That's why I pressed 1 and then 1. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Florida.
Hey.
Is it okay if I don't read comic books?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to be a reader. You can be a fan of the TV or movies as well.
We're all fans here, Matt. Doesn't matter if you read the comics or not.
Yeah, and for those listening right now live, you guys could call in and join us on the fun. Maybe even teach us a few of the DC history. We're not claiming ourselves to be experts here. We're just fans of the genre and also the company that produces all of these great superheroes and great storylines. So, yes, DC Comics Talk. We're here and we're now for the next 24 minutes This is episode 9. I can't believe it. We're almost there to the 10. How excited.
How many episodes have we done on Marvel?
I don't know. I really don't know off the top of my head.
Probably like 6.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Spider-Man, big news this week as the announcement between Sony and Marvel. Sony is allowing Spider-Man to be in Marvel's movie universe. And in return, Marvel is going to be co-producing the new Spider-Man movies for Sony. So win-win, chicken dinner on both ends, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we see this grandiose explosion of fireworks. Now if you look to your left, we see Warner Brothers with their binoculars seeing the excitement. Or not. Or what if they're like, huh, you know, business as usual for us. That's going to be the main discussion of tonight's podcast. So for those of you downloading our podcast, thank you so much. I see our subscribers really slowly but surely are gaining. So thank you guys for adopting this new podcast. I know there's tons of them out there, but we appreciate you guys just to give us a download and give us a listen on us geeks geeking out on our favorite subject. DC.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say DC All Access, but no, that's a different show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So yes, I want to check with your, you know, what your opinion is. Do you think Spider-Man now in the realm with Marvel, do you think it's going to affect the DC movies any way, shape, or form? Let's go to you, Matt.
No, because it's going to be a long while for Spider-Man to come out because we got – come on, guys. This is DC Comics talk right now, and we got Batman v Superman finally coming out next year. And I found out a bit of a tidbit that The Rock's Black Adam could be in Batman v Superman as an anti-hero. In next March is Batman v Superman. How awesome would that
interesting.
Be?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Well, what do you think, Joe?
Do I think Spider-Man involvement in the Marvel in the MCU affects Warner Brothers DC?
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's like gonna do anything to them from a financial standpoint, but I do think that, I mean, it's a big, this is, DC already had competition with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, with Marvel being able to use Spider-Man, I think it makes it a little bit harder for DC. Don't get me wrong, Batman v Superman is my most anticipated, and I think it's gonna smash everything at the box office, but with Marvel getting Spider-Man in their movies, this is a game changer now. Absolutely. And not only that, I think Hugh Jackman is probably happy over at Fox because he's like, well, I've been asking for this, so now maybe Fox can make a deal with Marvel so we can bring the X-Men into the Marvel Cinematic Universe also. I think this opens a lot of doors for a lot of studios to say, hey, we can all make money here, guys. The fans want this. Let's give it to them. So yeah, it affects Warner Brothers positively and negatively. It does.
All right, great points that you mentioned there. It's hard to say. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence. I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit out here and wait till the dust settles.
Yeah.
We have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Kandor, right?
Hey, Kandor.
Hey.
How's it going, Kandor?
Good.
So we're talking about, do you think the new announcement of Marvel now having Spider-Man in their movie universe, Your thoughts, do you think this will affect the future of the DC movies?
No, it won't. They're gonna use whatever they have hiding up their sleeve to, you know, draw as much attention and everything. But whenever this movie comes out, I think that we'll stand alone as good movies on themselves. We never seen Batman and Superman together in one movie. You know, in a live action movie, so I mean everybody's gonna wanna see that, even the Marvel people. You know, and that's gonna be huge, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like how we never seen, you know, whenever Iron Man came out, you know, they're gonna stand alone as to, hey, this is gonna be a great movie, honestly, you know how it is. So they can try this out, maybe they can up one another, but it will not affect. I agree with Joe in a financial standpoint. No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people are misinterpreting that now Marvel owns the rights to the movie of Spider-Man, and that's definitely not the correct language. It's you know, they're just licensing out back, you know, for a return of producing a Spider-Man movie for them.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win. It's definitely a win-win. I think Marvel has a bigger win than
Marvel
Sony,
Studios, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. You know, you loan out your characters, then you want them back, and then you get a crazy deal where you're still on top.
I know Marvel's already getting all the money right now in the movies.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's ridiculous. But back to DC, a lot of rumors going around, and also some quotes from MoMA stating that he does not want to be blonde in the upcoming film version of Aquaman. What do you guys think?
Well, not bleach blonde, but come on, man. A dirty blonde would look cool.
Well, yeah, you're in the sun. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna lighten up a little.
Exactly.
Ultimately,
he's going to do what DC tells him he's going to do in the movies.
And you know what really irritates me is all of these fan arts where they have him as Aquaman, but they always put eyeliner on him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, like dark circles around his eyes to like make it all intense. But I'm like, he's wearing like eyeliner. All these
That's
fan
weird.
Art.
How does that even stay on in the water?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it really irritates me because I'm like, wouldn't that smear off?
Yeah, absolutely, it would.
All right. Let's see. I also wanted to bring up if you guys read or heard any new Batman versus Superman news?
To think lately.
Well,
really,
one that I read, and I'm sure it was on a Movie Pilot. There was actually it wasn't. I think it was IG,
IGN.
Or IGN, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where Ferris, called Colonel or Corporal Harris, is coming back. She is coming back to...
The girl that says, I think he's kind of hot.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and that she's going to become Sapphire.
That's the rumor, yeah, Pilot. That she might be the continuous arc there, shaping up for the Green Lantern. Now, let me ask you this. If they're going to use this Ferris, wouldn't there be a Hal Jordan in the future, you know, once we see the new movie, or do you think...
Well, just because there's if they use John Stewart in the movies, that there at any given time there can be multiple different Green Lanterns in the same universe. It doesn't just have to be one Green Lantern on Earth. It can be
gotcha.
John Stewart and Hal Jordan at the same time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's still possible. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Chris from Kandor.
Yeah.
Are you excited that Ferris is back?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I love it when a franchise continues to use the same actors for continuity.
Mm.
Not
yeah.
like, you know, when they like recast. Oh, that this really bugs me. As bad as Kate. Oh man, what's her name? Kate, the girl in Batman Begins. Help me out here. She played Rachel. What's her name?
Oh,
Kate.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Yeah. And then that scene got recasted. You know, of course, not on Warner Brothers' fault, but more she wanted out because of Tom Cruise or whatever rumor that was. And then they
horrible.
Recasted a new
yeah.
person as Rachel. That bugs me. That really bugs me.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know, and as
right
bad
right
as
right
Katie Holmes
right
was,
right.
I wouldn't mind seeing her again, you know, just to finish her role.
For continuity,
but,
Katie Holmes is not.
That would be like right now if they recasted Lois Lane. I'm like, that would just burn.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I would like that. I would like it.
Oh, well, I strongly disagree. All right, so let's see. Chris from Candor, let's go to you, sir. Anything you want to talk about DC Comics related?
Did you guys talk about the new costume yet?
Yeah. The new costume for Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
We talked about it on
Monday
or Tuesday, actually.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about it last week, and then we talked again on some other talk this week. All
yeah.
right, cool.
Do you want to talk about it one more time?
Yeah, I want to.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm on news about it, like, what are the people reacting?
I announced it on Smallville Talk that the issue 38, I believe, or was it 39, where he got the new costume?
38.
Okay, 38. And that's also when he got his new powers, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that issue is now on second printing. And that's
yeah.
crazy. I mean, every once in a while you'll hear about it. But, I mean, a lot of people, they really bought into, like, ooh, this is Superman's new power, and I'm going to have that one issue. When, no, they've had so many massive printings now.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
good
mean,
luck
not,
to
that's
those
not,
collectors.
That's not really going to be worth anything, but it's cool to have.
Definitely cool to have, yeah. But, yeah, and you know what? They might be collectibles because, you know, at one point, DC and Marvel are going to say, you know what? We're done printing. It's all digital.
No. Oh.
You never know.
Yeah, I thought you meant, like, for good with everything. I'm going to say absolutely
yeah.
not.
So let's see. Hopefully they won't lose their touch there. Okay. So Chris, you still there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So anything DC related?
There was something. I just there was something in my mind, but just went out. I forget. When I remember, I'll come back.
Okay. Chris has
yeah,
lost his
it.
Mind, so we'll talk. Don't worry, Chris. When it comes back,
just
dive in, okay? Oh, it's already back. Okay.
Right now.
All right, go, sir.
The new paperback Superman of 1, Volume 3 came out. I wonder if you're gonna get that, or do you guys read it? Remember Earth 1, Superman?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
Earth 1.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, Volume 3 just came out. So I'm
Volume 3?
Yeah.
Took them long enough.
Took them a while.
I know, right? It's like over a year now, right?
2 years. Volume 2 came out in 2012, I think, and Volume 1 is 2011.
Really?
It took them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so
because of the new Man of Steel movie, I mean, I heard that there's a lot of my best things.
Yeah. Well, remember who got quoted saying that Zack Snyder has created a really amazing universe that no one's ever seen with Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
I think it goes Henry, right?
Henry Cavill said that? I didn't know that.
I think so.
Yeah, well, now I do. Are you guys going to get the book, the comic, or not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My closet is so full of comics right now. Not even
oh,
nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just... And then big news also. Hey, I wonder if Matt, are you still on? Oh, no, he is not. Okay, we lost Matt. Also, big news in DC is that the new 24 is coming. Yes, in June, they're going to be announcing 24 new titles and also losing some titles from the new 52. And also, an additional thing to that is DC is deciding to remove all the DC New 52 logos from their comics. They're going to be dropping that soon as the new 24 come in.
Thank goodness. I hate that.
Why?
You're talking about the sticker logo that says DC, the new one they had for like 3 years?
No. No, it's just the new 52.
Oh,
they slap them on the new titles.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
Oh, you're talking about the logo.
Yeah, they should go back to the one they had before, dude. It looks so stupid now, especially when you watch the movies. You're like, look at Marvel's. It looks so cool when they show their movies. And
it totally,
you see the DC logo.
It totally reads comic books, you know?
Yeah, it's underwhelming.
There's always room, you know. Hey, who knows? The new Batman versus Superman might be debuting a new logo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So, yes, the new 24 is coming, so watch out for those titles. Okay, Chris, are you done? Do you have anything else you want to mention DC-related?
No, I'm done.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, let's go to you, Joe.
So this isn't what I wanted to say, but so are there now only 24 universes instead of 52 multiverses?
No, you're adding the 24 to the 52.
Oh,
so
okay.
So they literally could have like 74 titles.
Okay, got you. I was like, whoa, I must have misunderstood then. Okay, I got it. I wanted to say, well, first at the beginning of the show, you said comic book experts call in and teach us a thing or two. I just want to say I'm not an expert, but I did read the comics when I was younger. So I'm not ignorant to the comics.
I hope you didn't take offense to that. I didn't mean it that way.
No, I was just letting the listeners know. Like, I know a thing or two. I don't know everything, but I do know a few things.
But yes, you do.
What I wanted to say, to everyone out there thinking that it's not a big deal about Spider-Man, it's not, but make no mistake about it. Even though we've seen Spider-Man on screen and we've seen what Marvel has to offer, this is just as big as Batman and Superman on screen for the Marvel fans. It's just as big. It's going to be a huge event, guys.
Yeah.
And
they even announced
the
release date already.
Yeah. And
crazy.
Now that I think Spider-Man will be in Captain America Civil War Part 3, or whatever, Captain America 3, it's going to make probably just as much money as Batman versus Superman. And it comes out a couple months after. So those two are really going head-to-head. I mean, it's game on at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be a big year next year for comic book movies. Captain America and Batman vs. Superman are going to be the biggest ones, I think, in the last 20, 30 years. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, and I had something to ask you about one of the titles you read off in the beginning of the show, the comic.
Oh, sure.
You said Mortal Kombat X. Is DC now printing Mortal Kombat comics?
Yes.
No way, dude. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I believe that was issue. Let me see. I believe that was issue like 3 now.
Oh my gosh! So now we could get a proper crossover in the comics, then, right? With the heroes and
That's coming. Oh no, issue 2 was released this week.
Uh huh.
So it just started.
Oh, I'm going to have to pick that up, dude. I was a total Mortal Kombat geek when I was a kid also.
Oh yeah, same here.
That's really
and
really cool.
I don't know if you guys also follow the He-Man franchise. DC is also doing that.
Oh yeah,
and they're doing really
that's
great
really
with
cool.
their artwork.
I love He-Man. Not as much as Francesco, but I like him a lot.
Yeah, I think I'm on Francesco's level on that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Who would you cast as He-Man in a movie if they go ahead and greenlight it?
I know somebody.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Right when you were talking, you know, the first thing that popped in my head that I've read somewhere, probably on Movie Pilot, was Thor. What's his name? Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, he's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't
right?
think they'll let him out of his contract to do it.
No, so that won't happen. Mm-hmm. unless Sony does another deal, because Sony is the one that's doing the movie.
With He-Man?
Yeah, Sony owns the film rights right now from Mattel.
Oh, wow, I didn't know. That's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
And there was a big announcement that the script has been turned in for a, not He-Man, but a Masters of the Universe
Masters
movie.
Masters of the Universe? Nice.
Yeah. And it's the writer from, what was the writer from? It was like a recent movie that you might have seen. I'm looking it up. Yeah, but Sony has the rights right now for that one. And the comic book is really great. I mean, you should pick up some of the ones from last year. It's really awesome
mm-hmm.
stuff. The artwork
the trades are out. Mm-hmm.
The storylines are really great, too.
Do you know if any of the trades are out for last year?
Probably by now, yeah. They had to be, yeah. Let's
wow.
see. Sony script. Okay, let's see. All right.
Look up Paul Chaffa.
Who?
Jeff Wadlow. He wrote and directed Kick-Ass 2, which that wasn't a good movie.
Not really.
No, if it was Kick-Ass 1, then yes. But Kick-Ass 2, really?
I kind of don't like that Sony has the... I don't know. Sony's not doing so well. I don't really know
no.
how to do an email.
Totally agree. And it's crazy. A year ago, John Chu left the project... from Masters of the Universe.
Oh, the guy that did G.I. Joe Revelations, right? Yeah.
Which is great, because
mm-hmm.
that would have been horrible.
You know, if The Rock looked more like He-Man, he'd be a perfect He-Man.
Oh, yeah. He would be great.
Absolutely, but he's too...
But then again, Hercules didn't do well.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right.
And that was him, with the wig on.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
true.
The wigs are not good for him.
No. He's too, he looks too Pacific Islander. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. I'm not saying
no,
it's a bad thing.
No, definitely not.
Mm-mm.
Now, do you think Barry Allen, now that he's into time travel, do you think... from the Flash TV show, do you think he might spruce in as he time travels into other dimensions, like other superheroes, storylines, plots, happenings? What do you guys think? Let's go to you, Chris.
Barry Allen, what?
You're kidding me. Let's go to you, Joe.
I would absolutely love... And I think it will happen. And I would love to see it on Gotham and, you know, Supergirl,
yeah.
Krypton, Titan. I want to see that. And
to
I
tie
think
them all in, yeah.
I think they will, dude. I think these networks are starting to get the idea and the hint that fans want this, and they're going to give it to them. But what I would really like to see is a small, tiny, tiny little cameo of Grant Gustin speeding through the DC Cinematic Universe in one of the movies. I think that would be so cool, dude. Like... He just runs by and he like waves his hand and he just runs off. You're like, wait a minute, that was the TV Flash. Wouldn't that be
yeah.
cool?
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Oh man, dude, that would blow my mind.
I would love that. Here's another rumor. Of course, we do not know the actual contracts that these studios have between these actors, like how long do they lock them in, and how long, and what they can do and what they can't do. No one knows for sure. It's all assumption, right? We all assume, of course, they want to protect their looks of their characters.
Yeah.
Why would they loan them out to another studio? But we've also seen it done before, like Ryan Reynolds. He's done Marvel and DC now and back at Marvel.
Yeah.
Same thing with Ben Affleck. He was Daredevil. Now he's DC. So I guess never say never, right? So
here's
the rumor right now that's going around between DC and Marvel is that as rumors started whirling about, like, who now will play the new Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe, the big name coming up, along also with the other longer list of names, is Grant Gustin. And what do you guys think? The Flash playing Spider-Man?
I totally see, sorry, go ahead.
I don't think that would happen, but that would have been, I don't think they can do that. I mean, that's like, you know, yeah, it would have been cool if he was not the Flash, you know, obviously, but as a recommendation, yeah, he would have been awesome too to play the Spider-Man, you know, also as a Dylan O'Brien, Logan Lerman, you know, they both really would have been good at it. Go ahead, Joe.
I totally see what you're saying, dude, about it's happened before with the movies and but it's a little different because it's a TV network, and I don't know, dude. And it would totally throw me off to see him play Spider-Man because I already see him as a Flash. I mean, I guess it could happen. I don't think the fans would. Well,
look,
same thing.
Like, I saw Ryan Reynolds play, what's his name, Deadpool, but then here he is as the Green Arrow. I mean, Green Lantern.
Yeah, but the movie. But then again, the movie flopped, and they let him out of his contract. They're like, "You do anymore."
So only if it's a floppable.
Yeah, like if Flash
okay.
sucked, they'd be like, "Well, we're not picking up season two, so you can go do what you want with whoever you want."
Yeah,
you
get
know?
Out, get out of here, kid.
Yeah, exactly. But but fortunately, Flash is doing amazing, and he's really good at it. So I don't think they're gonna let him out of his contract to go do a Marvel movie. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Chris?
I agree with Joe. I agree with you too. Ryan Reynolds was also on X-Men Origins.
He was Deadpool.
So I mean, I don't know. But I don't think that'll happen. Like, I agree with Joe. Like, we already didn't know him as a Flash. He's perfect for that role. You know what I mean? It would ruin, I think, not ruin his career, but his image to the DC people, you know?
That's true.
Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah, because, like, I don't see you anything else other than...
Yeah.
He can play another movie, non-heroic.
I think what you mean by it would ruin his image, like it would for DC, that's their TV show Flash poster boy right now, and they wouldn't want other people seeing him as Marvel Spider-Man. You know, there would be a huge conflict of interest. They'd be like, no, I don't think so. You can't do that.
Yeah,
that's
definitely, you know, the case, but like I said again, we don't know the contracts. What if there is a loophole where he could go do a movie but not another TV show? What if that's the loophole? The network says you can't compete on any other network. Okay? This is a movie. This is not a network. So I've seen it happen. So, I mean, there's a lot of loopholes in contracts. But, of course, if CW is smart, they would have locked him in for sure. So he can't do any other comic book character. until his deal is up. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I had a blast talking about DC. You guys are really, you know, you guys really fit like a glove. You know, you guys know your stuff, and that's great that we can go back
thank
and forth
you.
On this little banter. And also, Matt, even though you don't read the comics, you could also talk about the movies and TVs. All right, Superboy, give us your shout-out, sir.
Hey, it's Superboy Joe from Krypton here. Me and my friends do a podcast called Booster Gold Cola. We'll be coming back next week, hopefully. You can find us on Twitter at Booster Gold Cola. You can email us at boostergoldcola@gmail.com and download our podcast on iTunes. Give us a listen. And I'm also on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Let's go to Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking on my call. And I had a good time. And want to shout out to Francesco. I don't know where he's at. He wasn't supposed to be here, but...
where is he?
He was going to call in, and then, I don't know, he flew out.
He probably fell asleep.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Poor guy.
And yeah, and everybody else, call in, people. We, you know, call in.
Yes. Thank you, Chris, for telling people to call in.
We're not creepos.
We'll talk to you next week on DC Comics Talk.
Good night.